How much money you want to save this year? $4? $400? $4,000? When somebody says, I want to save $1 million, that's unrealistic a goal for you because you ain't got started yet. See, if you do that, you'll just fizzle out because that's something you got to get started. And that's why people mess up. They'll try to put their faith beyond what their faith will work on. All right. You say, what are you talking about? If you bring in here at this, because I probably won't do it now, but I'm just giving you an example. You bring in here, say a 100 pound or whatever, and tell me to pick it up. I'll pick it up. But you bring in 500 or 5,000 pounds, say pick that up. I ain't gonna touch it because I know my strength ain't there. Are y'all in the house? So you say, I'm going to set me a goal to get $1 million here. Well, that's unrealistic because you hadn't built your faith there yet. So you want to set a goal. You say, okay, I set a goal. I reached my goal of getting 3,000 this year. I set my goal for 4 or 10. What you doing? You're working your faith. Did not Jesus say, little faith, no faith, strong faith? That means faith can be measured. Huh? Come on. But as long as you don't do anything, you'll always be where you are. But if you set your goal, say, last year I didn't save anything. No, I'm not going to ask your opinion. But set your goal and say, okay, I'm going to save me $500. Well, you know where you are. All right. Now you get your piece of paper, you write down. Now how are you going to do this? All right, I'm going to save this. Okay, I'm going to save $5, $10, $12. This week, $12. Next week. And you find out how that come out. If it doesn't work out toward the end of 52 weeks, that means you have to readjust it. You write it down. Then you set your goal, then you start towards that. You know, every week or every month, however you do it, that's the goal I'm going toward. Now, say for instance, I want some property. How much you want? Well, I want 4,000 acres. Come on. You ain't got a piece of ground yet. You set your goal. If it's 3 acres, 5 acres, 50 acres, whatever. You got to write it down what you need to do to reach that goal to get that land. Well, you got to find it first. Then you got to find how much it costs. Right? Then you got to find out how to go about getting it, where you're going to borrow the money, believe God for the money. Because if you borrow, you have to pay it back. But what are you doing? You are using your faith. Are y'all hearing me? I don't think you're listening too well. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Listen to what it says. He said, All the promises in him, all the promises of God in him is what? Yes. Amen. And unto God and unto the glory of God. This is why we must learn the importance of meditating in the word of God. This is why. Why? Because just like the new birth, you got born again. How did you do it? You heard the word. You believed the word. You spoke the word. And the Bible says you will say. And to build that on the inside of you, you ought to go back and say it again. Oh, why do you say it? I want you to hear me now. Because why do you say that again? Because during that time you confessed Jesus the first time in your heart. The enemy came to your mind, didn't he? You ain't saved. You ain't saved. You know what you said the other day? Ain't no saved person gonna say that. And if you just sit there and let that thought stay there, you know how you're going to act from that and don't deal with it? You're gonna start acting like an unsaved person. You were so on fire. I'm gonna help somebody out here tonight. You were so on fire for God. You got saved. But you've been meditating on the wrong thing. You've been meditating on the wrong thing. Yeah, you. If you were saved, you wouldn't be acting like that. You wouldn't be thinking no thoughts. What you do, you put that thought down by going back to the word and say, I am a new creature. I know I believe with my heart. I know I said it with my mouth. And God said I was saved. And I got the witness of the Holy Spirit right on the inside of me. What are you doing? You are building that on the, I want you to hear me now. You're building that on the inside of you that when the enemy come again, his voice won't be so loud. Are y'all hearing me? And you keep building that. Next time he come, his voice will be a little squeaky. He show up again, you get to a place where you don't hear. Well, if it worked in salvation, don't you know it'll work in money? That's what I'm trying to drive. That's where I'm driving to. If you don't, you go around talking about how broke you are, how you never have anything, that comes from the enemy. Because see, the word said Jesus was made poor that you, through his poverty, might be rich. And you tell yourself, I'm rich. I'm blessed. And then when you give your tithe and offering, you speak over those tithes and offerings. Just give them, just throw it out there like you're throwing, you know, a strap out the door to a dog. Now you place those tithes and offering and you say, this is my seed. And I'm releasing my seed. And I'm releasing my faith with my seed. And I receive from the increase of the seed. And Lord, you said, when I sow this seed, you will sow yours with mine and multiply it. So I receive the increase from my sowing and your sowing.